All right, worst choice ever for this segment. I am so sorry. I thought I was pulling up the... I was pulling up some magnificent band thing, and that's Quiet Riot, Bang Your Head, which is a great song.
Really?
But it's just not... Friday night about 10:30 at the back of the bar. That's a great song, okay?
Bang! No doubt.
All right, 22 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM, WRHI.
We're having an annual event. This is an annual repeat.
Which, that makes sense now, doesn't it?
Because it's Bands on the Run coming up on May 13th, and we're here representing all the great District 3 bands. We've got Northwestern represented with Hope Moore. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we got Ben Hingle here with Rock Hill High School Band.
Good morning.
And also James Turner with South Point High School Band.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys today?
We're great.
Are y'all all three band directors?
No, I'm a parent.
You're a parent. But,
they're band directors.
But you two are band directors.
That's it.
I could have picked you two out of the crowd. Y'all look like band directors. We loved our band directors. Y'all are such a big part of the school. Really, y'all bring the beat to the band. I mean, y'all bring the beat to the school.
So this is exciting because Band of Distinction, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what is your little name?
Band of Thunder.
Band of Thunder.
It's
Northwestern
not the
or the
Purple Regiment.
Purple Regiment. See, that's the thing. It's the pride. Isn't it the pride, Ben?
That's it.
And getting the kids going.
Exactly. They got to have something to get behind.
Absolutely. So let me tell you, tell us a little bit about the 5K that's coming up on May 13th. This is a really collaborative effort, isn't it?
It is. It's a joint effort between all three bands. The band boosters all came together and decided that in the era of fundraising, when it becomes so difficult for us to individually raise funds and we're constantly doing it all year long, that we would try to do one joint effort a year together. And this is what we have come up with. And it's been great. We have meetings with all three groups together every month and to plan it out through the course of the year, and it's just been really good because we have all three. When you have three hands working at one time, it makes it a lot easier.
Amen.
Absolutely. So then the profits then will be split equally, of course.
Yes, all the profits are split equally between all three band programs.
What are some of the needs here, real quick? What are some of the needs you need as bands and stuff here that it's not able to be covered, you know, with just money that we've got coming in from the school system?
Well, with the numerous events we all go to, all three programs, there's always going to be a need for you know, equipment to keep getting the hands of the kids to play, costumes for our color guard members, flags, our auxiliary equipment, percussionists got to have sticks to play with. So
sure.
We always have an equipment need. And then with groups of, you know, between 100 and 160 people, plus parents, plus chaperones going, you know, you got to feed these folks. So there's always needs for for those types of accessories.
And the transportation costs and things. I mean, you guys have these big trucks. You have to carry everything around, don't you, James?
Yes. We
what was your theme this year? What did you have to carry around?
Well, ours was called the Genesis Engine, so we had to carry our Genesis engines around.
Okay.
And those are, you got to be careful with those. If you drop one of those, boom, there goes the Genesis engine.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really pretty exciting.
Yeah, it might change something that you don't want to change.
That's right.
Go back in time. Well, it's pretty exciting. Now, how do the kids get behind this? Have they been raising money and getting people involved, or you're going to have kids running? Who's going to be involved there?
We do. We have kids that run. We also put a challenge out to all of our bands and the different sections for them to stand at mile marker corners and cheer on the runners
as
they come through.
That's what I saw last year from Northwestern.
And the group who cheers the loudest gets a gift certificate.
Oh, nice.
I saw the percussion session standing last
year. You lived
year.
Back there last year.
I was
year.
Coming around through there, and I thought, what are they doing out here? They were cheering people on for the run. That's exactly what they were doing.
Yep.
You know, nobody ever thinks about doing this as a fundraiser for the bands and stuff. We always think about the bake sales, or we're going to do this or that or something fun, you know, go around, sell something like this. But to actually sponsor a race, I don't know that I remember this ever being done, especially three high school bands coming together to do this.
Well, wouldn't you say, Ben, it's really changed. Like, having band stuff is more of a show than it used to be. Like, when I was a cymbal player, we just marched in, I had the samba whistle, we did a little song that was, you know, special, and then we went away. But this is a production.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your production, Ben.
Well, last year, our show was entitled Flight. We didn't carry around an airplane, but we
I was thought about for
yeah.
a while.
briefly in the production meeting, but we did have a lot of flight-related props. We had a huge tarp with some of the Da Vinci sketches of the early flight machine that we actually pulled out on the field in our color guard, and musicians moved across. And so it was the 18-wheeler and the 30-foot pull behind were slammed.
No,
so
doubt.
Lots of equipment went into it.
James, what would you say your students get the most? What do they get from this? From being in the band and working this hard?
Well, obviously the music side of things, but a lot of it's just a family and the discipline and the life skills that they're going to learn that that they've got to work together throughout the rest of their life. And that's one of the biggest things we try to teach is discipline and how they're going to go through life and what they can take with them from band throughout the rest of their life. So.
Hope, have you seen that at your house? Have you seen the benefit of that?
Most definitely. I have an only child, and the band has
Those
become a family for
aren't
us.
They
are interesting. But, you know, our 4 years, because we're graduating, we're seniors.
Oh, congratulations.
So have been very rewarding, not only for our daughter as a percussionist, but for us as a family, because we've been very involved in it from the get-go.
Do you all see people come back? Because, you know, I've talked to Freddie. You know, I had a ball in high school. They wanted me to leave. They said, we'll graduate you a year early if you'll just go. But I mean, I loved it. And I loved the whole football program. I loved all the athletic programs. Didn't get into the theater like I should have. We had a great band, the McClintock High School Marching Band with Larry Mabe, who just passed, was our band director. He bridged that gap over. We were proud of our band as the football players. We took good care of them because they really made us sound and look extremely well, too. When you get people that come back after so many years, are they all just pretty, I mean, for the most part, had a great band experience, James?
Yes. They're always coming back in the band room, and they'll pop up anytime, and we welcome them back.
They're still your children. They're still your students, aren't they?
We treat them like our sons and daughters, so because we do become a family.
Well, I think it's so good, too. I'm sorry that was such a long explanation there, but it gives us purpose. It gives us something to get behind, just what you said a while ago, too. You know, gives you something to do, the regimentation and stuff.
I do love it, and I think that the new part of going to competitions has been so great. How'd you guys fare this year, the different bands? As far as the competitions you travel to?
We all made state finals.
Great.
And that's been consistent with all three bands here for numerous years. So, pretty sure we all did very well at local contests.
Yeah.
You know, we got rained out of a couple, but yeah. Well, we did get to go to. Yeah.
One of the things about racing NASCAR, see if there's a parallel here.
Let's see.
Give it a chance, for heaven's sakes. Don't shoot it down before I bring it up. You know, you get several teams, you share knowledge and stuff like this. Are y'all on to something with sharing knowledge as three bands coming together, three band directors and parents and like this coming together? Are we able to share knowledge that you can benefit from?
Well, I guess, you know, as directors, we try to unify our individual programs under our cause, for whatever our program production is for that year. And now we're just taking that to a larger scale, bringing those three programs to unify to back what we're trying to do on an individual basis. It's one of those life lessons that James was talking about that the students will always have, and even the parents, you know, they will take that after they graduate.
Yeah.
With their kids.
I love it.
I do too.
Tell us a little bit about the logistics of the run coming up on May 13th.
All
How
right.
can people get involved?
On May 13th, we have our second Bands on the Run. It's going to be moved over to South Point High School. This year, we'll start on the track, and then the course will run up Neely Road and to Crawford Road, and then back to South Point and around through the South Point property. Okay. It's very similar to the Come See Me race that has been run out there for several years. We moved it out there for us this year because it is more economical for us to do it there as compared to downtown.
Because of safety.
Where we had it last year.
Block off stuff.
We have to block off a few roads, but not near as many as we did going down Oakland and Charlotte Avenue last
year.
Yeah. And that cost each time with the police protection and stuff.
The registration is available online now at racesonline.com. Start to Finish is our management group, so they will be there to handle.
It's going to be a sanctioned race, so if you're running for times and stuff, you'll be get yourself a good time here to take to your next race.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll have registration available online up until May the 10th. And then after that, they'll be able to register the day of, starting at 7 o'clock. Registration is only $25.
That's great.
Which is very inexpensive for a lot of road races around this area.
Now, who's the group that's going to carry the tubas and run? Is there a tuba section that's...
I'm sure we can find one.
Good luck getting these two band directors
to let me take tubas on the road.
Is that a good idea?
No, I'll be pushing my daughter in the stroller.
Stop! Wait! Okay.
All right. It's pretty fun.
Yes.
So it's exciting. So we're going to get online. We're going to get involved in this. Do you still need some sponsors?
We do. We're always looking for more sponsors. We do want to give a shout out to the sponsors that we do have already, one being the OTS Media Group.
Yay.
We appreciate their support every year. Founders Credit Union, Hospitality Heat and Air, Williams and Fudge, Watts Huckabee Insurance, and Dr. Michelle Bowen.
Nice.
So we are still working on several other sponsors, but we always welcome more.
We do have a spirit night coming up on May 3rd,
okay.
From 4 to 8 at the Rock Hill Roasting Company on Oakland, across from Grabuski's Music Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that in there.
No doubt.
I was just going to say, that's a new landmark for me, Grabowski's, but that's going to be one. You know where that is? Right, Grabowski's Music Shop.
Yeah. May 3rd, 4 to 8, and 10% of all the profits that from that time frame will go to directly to the second annual Bands on the Run.
Is that where you take your instruments for repair at Grabowski's?
Yes.
Because, you know, you need to do that.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Sometimes you need to just, you need a read. Right? Right, Chuck? You got it.
I'd have no musical ability whatsoever, guys. That's why I was on the football team. They said, you look like you could knock somebody's head. Go get yours knocked, okay, please.
Actually, you don't use a reed in the marching band, but
thank
still.
Thank you, God.
Okay. I did teach him the word embouchure this year, you guys. Pretty excited.
I can't use it in a sense, however. Y'all are all looking at me like, and Chuck. But if we were going to use that in a sentence, Freddie, we would use it like...
That guy has a great embouchure. Did you hear that sound?
Put everybody at ease here.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is folks, this is a great idea. Kudos to you. We had a great turnout last year.
We did.
So that's why we're doing this year. What did we raise last year? How much?
We raised each total after expenses. Yep. We had a little over $5,000 last year.
Wonderful.
That's phenomenal. So, looking for that at least again this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. You know? Mm-hmm. We want that at least again.
Okay. It's always good. You're moving on. Second annual. So we just keep moving and keep the kids going.
That's
and
right.
Lots of involvement.
Yep.
All right. So thank you so much. Hope Moore from Northwestern, Ben Hingle from Rock Hill High School, and James Turner from the Band of Thunder. Sorry, Band of Distinction for Rock Hill. And Band of Thunder for South Point. Thank you so much, James and Ben, and Hope. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
Good luck
you.
With your 5K on May 13th.
We appreciate you guys having us.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. It's 10 till.